And now to Africa. Chinese investments in Africa has funded gigantic infrastructure projects, building roads, hospitals, dams, and railways. But the vanguard of these Chinese investors on the continent wasn't big business. It was an army of shopkeepers fanning out throughout Africa. Senegal in West Africa was one of those destinations, specifically a wide avenue in the capital, Dakar, from where NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan reports.
Welcome to Centenaire. You could call this a mini Chinatown right here in Dakar. It's about a 200-yard stretch of road, and behind me there are lots of little shops, and most of them belong to Chinese merchants and Chinese traders who have come over to sell all sorts of mainly cheap goods. They sell clothes, they sell bags, they sell shoes, they sell scarves. It's not the big sort of infrastructure projects that one sees in other parts of Africa. This is more small business, small-time business, and merchants coming over as pioneers to chance their luck in a new land.
Those people somehow, they represent a new form of colonialism with an Asian face that is coming into Africa.
Adama Gaye is a Senegalese commentator and author of the book China Africa, The Dragon and the Ostrich.
When the Chinese petty business people started coming to Senegal, the Chinese did it in a soft way, practicing a new form of Cold War, using cheap goods that they're importing to Africa, getting close to the ordinary people. The Chinese use these ordinary people to be their eyes and ears in territories like Senegal. They are very useful in the grand strategy that China is deploying across the world.
Steele Wang, as he likes to be called, has set up shop in Dakar. As the searing Senegalese heat seeps into his store among the shimmering shawls and beaded sandals, he talks and smiles with his customers.
Long, long ago, my friend came here for business. My friend introduced me to come to Dakar to sell Chinese products. I hope I can make a big market in Africa. In the future, maybe have good luck.
Cheap, mass-produced Chinese imports, like the ones Wang sells, are flooding African markets and crippling local industries. Textiles, for instance. The continent simply cannot compete with eye-catching Chinese fabrics with African prints at a fraction of the price. Factories are closing down and jobs are being lost. But many shoppers here in Senegal say the Chinese stores are affordable and excellent value.
Bonjour, good morning, ma'am. Can I ask your name, please?
Khadisal.
And I see that you're buying from the Chinese shop here in Dakar.
Oui, c'est moins cher. Il y a beaucoup de marchandises. Elles sont belles et puis c'est moins cher avec la conjoncture.
So you're saying with the rising cost of living, things are quite cheap here and pretty good quality. Can I ask what you bought?
Bon, ben, des foulards, juste pour faire des turbans. On a acheté aussi des sandales et quelques bouteilles de parfum, mais imitation, bon marché, hein?
So she bought some shawls, she said she bought some sandals, and she bought some perfume, imitation perfume, she said, but cheap.
Adama Gaye, the Senegalese author and visiting fellow at Johns Hopkins University, says China knows what it wants from Africa, but the continent hasn't done the same homework.
So the question indeed is, what is Africa doing in the face of these challenges? Nothing. Nothing, unfortunately, because it's as if African countries are rushing to China, bowl in hand, and China, naturally, is in a best position to take advantage, whereas African countries are almost powerless and just expecting China to be the new messiah.
Trade between Africa and China topped more than $55 billion in 2006, up fivefold since 2000. But that's still well below more than $70 billion in U.S.-Africa trade. But China hopes two-way trade with the continent will hit $100 billion by 2020. The Chinese shopkeeper in Dakar, Steele Wang, wants to be part of that boom and says he'll give it another few years in Senegal.
Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe along. If market is enough suitable for me, maybe I can stay here for a long time.
And is business good in Senegal, in Centenaire?
Not very good, not very good.
Why?
Because too much shop in Dakar.
Too much competition?
Oh, yeah, competition is more than before for Africa.
Adama Gaye calls it a new scramble for Africa.
Definitely. Africa has become more attractive because of China. It's like a young girl that suddenly is being vied by many countries. China is in a position to be in the heart of Africa, and the West, they are losing out.
Guy says it's up to Africa to make the most of the marriage. Ophelia Quistockton, NPR News, Dakar.
You can see all the stories from our series about China's influence in Africa at npr.org.